This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we go to Pasadena to check in on a rain-soaked Rose Bowl parade. First this. A nationwide survey of hundreds of local law enforcement agencies says more than half found the biggest illegal drug threat last year was methamphetamine. Meth abuse was initially confined to the West Coast and Midwest. Now, it's practically everywhere. In San Francisco, there's a new program to combat that city's meth problem, testing the idea of paying meth addicts to stay clean. Shia Levitt reports.
34-year-old Sean Freeman has been in and out of almost a dozen treatment programs. He just arrived for his drug test at a clinic in the Castro District of San Francisco. The drug treatment program coordinator, Brandon Ivory, puts on a pair of synthetic gloves and opens up a sterile test kit. Minutes later, Ivory is reading the results of Freeman's urine test.
And he is clean. It's a completely clean test.
Freeman is part of a new San Francisco Public Health Department program called the Positive Reinforcement Opportunity Project, or PROP. PROP pays people who are addicted to methamphetamines for each clean urine test they give during a three-month period. It's one of the first programs to use monetary incentives alone, without counseling or other therapies, to treat meth addiction outside of a research study. And they're not talking huge sums of cash here. The first reward is just $2.50.
Your incentive starts out very low, and then for each subsequent visit, this incentive increased. And eventually, I was getting $10 per test plus a bonus $10 for every three clean tests.
Freeman has been struggling with methamphetamine addiction since he was 18 years old, but this is the first time he's been able to live on his own during treatment and separate himself from unhealthy influences. He relapsed once during his treatment here and had to start his pay scale again at the bottom. Freeman has also struggled with homelessness and still doesn't have a job. The monetary vouchers he earns here can be traded in for almost anything a credit card can buy. Freeman's vouchers helped cover cell phone and grocery bills, and he says this motivated him to come into the clinic three times a week.
You have to show up. It builds structure in your life, and it's something that people who are trying to get clean coming off of drugs need. They need structure.
Experts say staying in treatment longer is the single best predictor of who gets sober among addicts. And according to methamphetamine treatment expert Dr. Alex Stahlkup, drug abusers who are offered incentives are more likely to stay in treatment and stay clean. He's optimistic that voucher-only programs will attract people to treatment who might otherwise be resistant. And he says positive reinforcement for drug addicts also makes sense from a medical standpoint.
An addict of any stripe, especially meth addicts, have to make a choice between pleasure approaching the level of bliss compared with misery. What voucher programs appear to do is offer something besides misery as a reason to not use.
There may be some set of individuals who that's enough.
Dr. Terry Horton oversees a national drug addiction treatment program called Phoenix House.
But there's clearly going to be a number who need a much more comprehensive approach.
He says many people may not respond to vouchers and instead need a variety of options such as counseling and help finding steady work. He's also concerned that new programs might take money away from other methods that experts already know work.
There's a limited pool of funds available for drug treatment, and it's continually shrinking every year. To dilute that pool in a way that would steal from individuals who need more comprehensive care would probably be a disservice.
But Dr. Jeffrey Klausner, who runs PROP, argues that because vouchers cost only about $1,000 per person, they make financial sense.
Inpatient can cost tens of thousands of dollars for a 90-day treatment period. Outpatient can be $60, $70 per hour. And we're talking about expenses for traditional therapy that are 10 to 100-fold more than this model. Those other treatments, honestly, are not much more effective.
The effectiveness rates for PROP and other drug treatment and counseling methods, says Klausner, are comparable. About a third of the participants become clean by the end of the three-month program. Klausner says vouchers can also help people sober up enough to receive additional treatment and recovery services if needed. PROP staff are currently talking with potential partners about expanding the program in California. For NPR News, I'm Shia Levitt in San Francisco.